USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly force is just unthinkable in this situation, where they found someone, and by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elton John's about to release a new memoir. It's due out tomorrow, and he sat down for an interview with NBC News to talk about the motivation behind Me.
I must do books so my kids, when they get older, they're only 6 and 8 at the moment, they'll have an idea of what I was like, and it's the truth. They may not like it, but it's there.
One of the topics he touches on in the memoir, his claim that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. The singer says Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill, and he recalls inviting the King of Pop to a party only to find him playing with his housekeeper's son. John says Jackson couldn't seem to cope with adult company. Again, Elton John's memoir, Me, comes out on Tuesday. USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top 5 movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number 2 with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number 3 with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number 4 with $6 million. And dropping down to number 5, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.